Now to some online help for the fashion challenged, or for people who are just too busy to figure it out. You don't have to be a model to have a personal stylist. You can get a computer to be one for you and sign up on the web for a monthly fee. NPR's Elise Hu tells us these services are catching on.
To try out a men's online personal styling service, I enlisted my editor, Uri Berliner. He knows lots about sports and the stock market. He's clever and always calm in a crisis. But a fashion maven?
Uri is the kind of guy that dresses functionally.
I've never really thought about Uri and the word style.
He wears clean clothes, and that's what's important.
That was NPR's Matt Thompson, Don Gagne, and Lakshmi Singh trying to describe Uri's style. He doesn't take it personally.
Most days I couldn't even tell you what clothes I have on, what color they are.
To try for a more memorable look, Uri got an account on Trunk Club. On the site, a quiz for members starts with a question about your current style level: clueless, confident, or aficionado. Then you choose stores where you already shop and photos that match the look of clothes you currently wear. You're then paired with a personal stylist. Uri's was Emily Kint, who followed up with a phone call.
Would you like to see outfits pieced together as opposed to just, like, articles of clothing?
Yeah, definitely want to see outfits pieced together. I can't see, like, oh, I should wear this shirt with these pants and these shoes would look good with that. That to me is like understanding how to build a rocket ship that goes to Jupiter.
Okay.
Not to be left out, I signed up for a women's service called Stitch Fix. The founder and CEO is Katrina Lake.
As women get busier and busier, I think the idea of going to a mall or even, you know, going to your nearby boutique is a daunting proposition. And there's so much inventory out there, and it's hard to figure out what exactly you should be getting.
Stitch Fix also pairs you with a stylist to choose clothes for you. I pay $20 a box for the styling service. Lake says it harkens back to the days of a one-on-one experience with a store clerk you saw regularly.
Think about what department stores used to be, and a place of wonder and a place of community and a place where you're building real human connections and relationships. All of that really is missing online.
Stitch Fix, Trunk Club, and services like them are trying to recreate personal shopping relationships of yesterday, powered by today's data analytics. On Stitch Fix, you describe your style sensibilities with words like preppy or romantic or edgy. You're presented a series of photos showing clothing and accessories in various styles. You rank those photos, love it, hate it, or like it. Just as Netflix gets to know your preferences based on which films you choose, Stitch Fix uses an algorithm to understand and predict your style preferences.
It's still totally up to the stylist to make the selections for you. But if you say, for example, you're looking for a work dress, the algorithm is going to help her to inform her what work dress is most likely going to work for you based on all of the information that we have.
Customers seem to really like this mix of algorithm and art. Stitch Fix had a customer waiting list for 2 years and now employs 550 stylists. Men's service Trunk Club just got acquired by longstanding retailer Nordstrom. One day, a few weeks after we signed up for styling, our boxes arrived in the mail.
I brought scissors. How about that?
Uri, I will say your box is much bigger than
it's
mine.
It's way bigger.
Inside my box, 5 items and a personalized note from my stylist, Layla.
Have fun trying on all of these great pieces. I'd love to style you again soon. XO, Layla, who is my stylist, who I've never met.
Uri got a box filled with 2 shirts, 2 sweaters, a jacket, 4 pairs of pants, dress shoes, and striped socks, and a lovely shade of lavender.
Those are very stylish.
Are they stylish?
Yeah.
I've never worn purple socks in my life, so...
But you have to kind of take a risk.
Do the clothes work? You pay for what you keep and send back what you don't. And I kept 3 of my 5 pieces. Earrings, a military-style jacket, and black skinny jeans from a designer I hadn't heard of but loved. For Uri, a noticeable look did emerge. He says all the feedback has been good.
An improvement. A definite improvement.
But his new threads will cost him. A button-down shirt from his trunk is $185.
I have one of those from Old Navy that cost $25, probably. So
the shirts are going back, but he's keeping the shoes. Elise Hu, NPR News.